This is authentic real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。
Hello and welcome to Authentic Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm Dermot.
大家好，我是冯菲菲。在地道英语里，你会学到英国人日常生活中用到的，而且通常在字典和课本里找不到的单词和短语。
That's right. Fei Fei, could you pass me my cup of tea, please?
Sure, here you are. Oops, oh, I'm so sorry, I've dropped it.
我刚刚没拿好茶杯，所以把茶洒了一地，哎。
No, my tea is all over the floor.
I'm really sorry, Dermot.
Never mind. It's only a cup of tea. And anyway, something good has come out of this accident.
What's that?
You have already introduced today's new word. Oops.
Oops. O-O-P-S. Oops. Oops.
这是一个感叹词，表示惊讶或遗憾。当我们犯了一个小错误的时候，比方说像刚才把茶洒了一地，或是在电脑上打字敲错了一个字母，这种时候我们就用 oops。
Yes, whenever you make a small mistake, such as knocking something over, you can say the word oops.
Be careful moving that pile of books.
Oops!
Now look, those books are all over the place.
Don't worry, I'll soon pick them up.
This is BBC Learning English.
不过要记住这个词一般只适用于犯小错误的时候。
Yes, if you use oops when something serious has happened, it could appear that you are not taking the situation seriously.
Are there any other words in English that we can use instead of oops?
Of course, there are always alternatives in English. Some people say whoops.Instead of oops.
Whoops.
And some people might even say whoops-a-daisy, although that is a little old-fashioned now.
Well, it's the end of the program. Remember to listen to more real, authentic English. Oops, I got the name of the program wrong.
Whoops-a-daisy. I think you meant authentic, real English from the BBC.
I certainly did. 可以登录我们每天更新的网站学习更多的地道英语 www.bbcchina.com.cn. Bye for now.
Join us again soon.
BBC 地道英语
Authentic Real English from the BBC.